Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. It's a pretty slow afternoon at Wit's End, so Wit's using the quiet time to make a few repairs on the Imagination Station. But I have a feeling an adventure is lurking right around the corner. Let's get closer and see.
Okay, that takes care of the programming. Now, to make my interior adjustments. Step into my parlor, said the spider to the fly.
What?
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. Bye, Mr. Whittaker.
Nicholas! Nicholas, what are you doing?
Hiding.
I can see that. Who are you hiding from?
Just Eugene.
Nicholas.
Sorry, he's not home.
Now, Nicholas.
No one here but that name.
Will you cut that out? Come on out of there.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do. Now, why are you hiding from Eugene?
Because I don't want him to kill me, but he's going to. He'll kill me. He'll kill me.
Nicholas, just calm down, will you? Eugene isn't going to kill anybody. I don't think he's capable of it.
He will be when he finds out what I did.
Well, what did you do?
Well, we have the same computer theory course at the college.
Yeah.
Our project this semester was to come up with a program of our own design.
I see.
And Eugene came up with really a neat one.
Oh, I know. I helped him with some of the components. Now, he worked very hard on it, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid all that work was in vain. I trashed his program.
Oh, Nicholas.
I didn't mean to. I just was curious anyway.
Oh.
When Eugene finds out, he's gonna kill me. He'll kill me. He'll kill me. He'll kill me.
Nicholas, will you calm down? Where is Eugene now?
At the college. You aren't gonna send me back there, are you? Please? Please?
All right, Nicholas. All right.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whittaker. Thank you.
It's all right. As a matter of fact, while you're here, you can do me a favor.
Anything. You name it.
Are you familiar with the New Testament?
Well, I don't know how familiar I am with it, but I've read it several times.
Several times. Well, then, you're qualified to try out the newest program I've installed in the old Imagination Station here.
I noticed that when I ran in here. I thought that was just a big hot water tank laying on its side.
Well, it's a bit more than that.
Eugene is always talking about this. He says it's unlike anything he's ever seen. What do I have to do?
Well, you just sit right down in this seat. That's it. And after I close the door, just push that red button.
This one?
Yeah, that's right. Now, let me close the door.
Nice effect. Now, let's see the red button, huh? Okay, here we go. Whoa! That was exciting, if somewhat predictable. I wonder what's supposed to happen now. Wow, look at all the people and animals right in the middle of the street. Where I am. Excuse me, can you tell me where I am?
Where you are? You daft boy, you're in Rome.
Rome? Eugene was right. This machine really is incredible. Everything looks very authentic.
Look out!
It also feels very authentic. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get in your way.
No time for explanations. Run!
What?
Run! They're right behind me. Run!
Okay, okay. Would you mind telling me who we're running from?
That's who?
Whoa!
Keep going!
Yeah! He's in a chariot. We'll never outrun him.
I know. We have to hide. Quick, down this road.
Right after you.
We're out of his sight. Get into that doorway, quick.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Stand a chance. There's a chance he won't see us. Press up against the wall.
I'm pressing. I'm pressing.
Quiet, quiet.
I think we lost him.
If by that you mean we're safe, I agree. At least for the moment. We can step out, but keep careful. Watch.
Looks like we're in the clear.
Yes. My name is Onesimus.
I'm Nicholas.
Sounds Greek. Are you from Greece?
No, I'm from Odyssey.
Odyssey is Greek. How can you be from a Greek city and yet not be from Greece?
It didn't take too long to explain. Who was that guy chasing me?
His name is Flavius.
Why is this Flavius guy so mad at you?
Because I have evaded him for so long. He's a slave catcher.
Really? Are you his slave?
No. I belong to a man named Philemon.
Oh, wait a minute. If he's trying to catch you, that means you're...
I am a runaway slave.
Wow.
I've been gone now for many months. I had hoped my master would forget about me. At least, I didn't think he would chase me over such a great distance.
Great distance? Where does he live?
Colossae. It's a journey of 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles? He must want you back pretty bad to send someone 1,000 miles for you.
Well, there may be another reason.
What?
A voyage of that distance requires a great deal of money.
Yeah, so?
I had none.
You stole from him?
Yes. You do not have the mark of a slave. You cannot know what it is like. So I stole. I stole in order to be free. It's Flavius. Run!
You call this free? He's gaining on us.
We got to beat him on foot. Our only chances... There, a horse.
Are you crazy stealing a horse against the law?
So it's being a runaway slave. Ugh. Come on.
Oh, we can't just take it.
Would you rather stay here?
Move over, I'm coming up.
Yeah.
In the name of Caesar, I command you to hold.
He's still gaining on us.
We need to get into a more crowded area where his chariot can't maneuver.
Where's that?
Up ahead, that street market. Yeah.
Look out for the people! This isn't slowing them down much.
No, but what's up ahead, Will? Look!
It's a wagon in the middle of the street. We're going to hit it.
No, we're going to jump it. Hold on!
Oh, we made it. Yippee!
Yes, but Flavius will not be so fortunate. Yeah, it's what happens when you don't pay attention to where you're riding.
Yeah, Onesimus!
What?
Up ahead, the fountain!
Nicholas, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you all right?
I believe so.
Onesimus, are you all right? What is it?
My ankle. I must have hurt it when we fell.
Here. My shoulder. I'll help you over to the side.
We're still not safe. Flavius will make his way through. We must leave.
Hippo, you're hurt.
Oh. Gentlemen.
Who's that?
It's coming from over there. That man in the alley.
Who are you?
A friend. Now come.
His ankle is hurt. He'll need help.
Put your arm about my shoulder. Now, down this alley. Quickly, gentlemen, unless you want your friend back there to join us.
Oh, where are we going?
To a place where we'll be safe. Turn here, behind this building.
This is a dead end. Now where are we supposed to go?
Down. Beneath this grate.
Into the sewer?
Excellent hiding place, no? Who would think to look for us there?
Only rats the size of elephants.
Of course, if you'd rather go with your friend in the chariot.
Hey, let's go.
Move back. On the end. Okay, good. We're safe now.
Yeah, from everything except incurable diseases.
I was on an errand when I saw your little adventure.
Why did you help us?
You looked as though you needed it. Was I mistaken?
No, and thank you. My name is Nicholas.
I'm Epaphras. Nicholas, eh? Sounds like a Greek name.
No, I'm not from Greece. I'm from... never mind.
I hail from Asia myself, a place called Colossae.
Colossae? That's where you're from, Onesimus?
Yes.
Really? You know, I thought you looked familiar. Do I know you?
We have a mutual acquaintance. Philemon, my master.
You're Onesimus from the house of Philemon? We heard you run away, and you made it all the way to Rome.
Yes, and I'll not be sent back. Not by you nor anyone. I demand sanctuary, Epaphras, from you.
Sanctuary?
What's that?
Under Roman law, a slave in danger of his life may seek protection at a temple. If none is available, he may seek it at a private home. It is my right.
Yes, it is, but I cannot grant you sanctuary. I don't own the home where I'm staying. It belongs to another.
Then take me to him.
Please, Epaphras.
No. Oh, very well. But to get there, we must travel above ground. There's another exit further on. Come. Wait here. Sit. Rest. I'll return shortly.
How's your ankle?
Better. It still hurts, though.
Well, maybe you should prop it up. Here, let me help you right there.
Ooh. Thank you, Nicholas. You're very kind to help me.
I don't mind. It's just great to be a part of this.
A part of what?
Nothing. Nice cracker box, huh?
Cracker box?
That means it's small. At least it's a security building, though.
What do you mean?
That guard out front. This must be a rough neighborhood.
He is not there to keep people out. He's there to keep the owner in.
I don't follow you.
The man who lives here is under house arrest.
You mean he's a criminal?
Yes, although probably not a very dangerous one, or else they wouldn't let him stay at home. That's why the guard is there, to make sure he doesn't leave.
Wow, I wonder what kind of a man this guy is.
We'll know in a moment. Here he comes.
Here they are. This is Nicholas from Greece.
Well, I'm not from... Forget it.
And this is Onesimus from the house of Philemon.
I welcome you to my home in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Paul.
Wait a minute. Did you say Paul?
Yes.
Paul? Philemon? Onesimus? Epaphras? This is unbelievable. You're the Apostle Paul.
Don't go away. Today's adventure and odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to today's adventure.
I can't believe it. I'm actually talking to the Apostle Paul.
Yes?
Except for Jesus, you're the most important person in the New Testament.
New Testament?
Yes. Oh, I keep forgetting. It hadn't been put together yet. This is just so amazing. I mean, you're the Apostle Paul.
I know. Epaphras, how long did you say you were in that sewer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am getting a little out of control.
From what I understand, you are not alone in that condition.
Is this your house?
It is in my name.
Then I demand your protection, as is my right under Roman law.
Hold your tongue. Do you know who you're talking to?
Oh, it's all right, Epaphras.
Open in the name of Caesar!
It's Flavius!
He must have followed us.
He'll not take me. He'll not. Oh!
And how far do you think you'll get on that ankle?
I demand sanctuary!
In the name of Caesar, I command you to let me in!
What shall we do?
Open the door, Epaphras.
You are the chief resident of this house?
I am.
You are under arrest.
What charge do you bring against me?
Harboring runaway slaves.
You cannot take me! I have sought sanctuary in this house.
Is this true?
Yes.
It is his right. However, there are other charges to be answered. This man is responsible for loss of property in the marketplace and damage to the fountain of Octavian.
Is this true, Onesimus?
Freedom comes at a price.
Can I be provided with a list of the damages?
That can be arranged. Why?
Provide me with a list of the losses and I will make them good.
What?
Wow.
But the debts are not yours. They are his.
He has no money. Will taking him to prison repay the debts?
No.
Then accept my payment and let honor be satisfied.
Very well. You are a good man. Much too good for the likes of him.
You paid my debts. Why? Why would you do such a thing?
In my life, I have been shown great love and mercy. I believe in passing them on. Someone very special once paid a debt I owed. A debt far greater than a few overturned apple carts. In fact, my debt was so great I had no hope of ever repaying it. Not if I worked for eternity. Since he gladly did that for me, how can I do less than to do it for others?
Wow. Who is this man who repays unpayable debts and prompts others to do the same?
My son, I shall tell you anything about him you wish to know, starting with his name. It is Jesus. Jesus.
Hey, what's happening? Whoa! I wonder why that happened. Looks like I'm still in Paul's house, but who are all these people? I don't recognize any of them. Wait, there's Epaphras. Epaphras?
Why, it is Nicholas from Greece. So good to see you again.
Again?
Why, yes, you've been absent from us for several weeks.
That's why it happened.
What?
Nothing. Where's Onesimus?
I believe Brother Paul said he's in that room there praying. They've become very close, you know. In fact, Onesimus has become quite useful to Paul these past few months.
What's so funny?
Oh, I was just thinking. The name Onesimus means useful. Although, as you know, he was certainly very useless when he first came to Paul. But ever since Onesimus became a believer, he's changed. That's why so many people are here. Onesimus has expressed a desire to be baptized in the company of these good witnesses before he leaves.
Leaves? Where's he going?
He's returning to Philemon.
What? That's crazy. I've got to talk to him.
Nicholas, wait.
That I may do thy will, Father. Nicholas!
I'm sorry, Onesimus. I tried to stop him.
It's all right, Epaphras.
You're going back?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Nicholas, I know now what I did was dreadfully wrong, and I must make it right. Even though I've received the forgiveness and love of our Lord Jesus, I am still living a lie. That lie is weighing heavily on me, and the only way to lighten it is by trying to correct my mistake.
And that means going back.
Yes. I can see your concern, my young friend, but there is no need to worry for two reasons. First, Paul has written a very wonderful letter to my master, pleading my case. Philemon loves and respects Paul, so there's a good chance he will do as Paul asks.
What's the second reason?
I know that no matter what happens, the Lord God is with me.
Onesimus. Well, Nicholas, how nice to see you again. Have you come to share in the joy of Onesimus' baptism?
Is it all right if I stay?
Of course. Come.
How blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
How blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning. Day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. But when I admitted my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide, thou forgave the guilt of my sin.
And now, beloved Onesimus, you who are my very heart, upon your confession of faith and in the presence of these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Walk in newness of life, my son, in the steps of the Lord.
Nicholas! Nicholas.
Those men, Paul and Onesimus and Epaphras, they were really incredible, weren't they, Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, they were.
Whatever happened to Onesimus?
Well, no one knows for sure. Most scholars believe that once Philemon read Paul's letter, he freed Onesimus. Some even believe that Onesimus went on to become the bishop of Ephesus and that he was responsible for gathering and publishing not only the letter to Philemon, but all of the Apostle Paul's letters, which is why we have the New Testament today.
Wow!
But none of that would have happened if he hadn't gone back.
I know what you're getting at, Mr. Whittaker. You want me to go back to Eugene.
Well, that's your decision, Nicholas. But it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, I know. And I'm gonna go, too.
Good for you.
I just wish there was some way to smooth things over.
Well, maybe we should take a cue from the Apostle Paul.
What do you mean?
Let me have that notepad in your pocket. Now, let's see. Dear Eugene,
I'm glad Witt's writing a letter for Nicholas, like the Apostle Paul did for Onesimus, aren't you? By the way, if you'd like to read what Paul wrote, just open up your Bible to the New Testament and look for the book titled Philemon. In fact, you and your parents might want to read it together. It's a first-hand example of Christian love, kindness, and forgiveness in action. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Folty. And I'm Chris. Join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.